This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, broadcasting live from the Schnucks on Arsenal, and it's Pineapple Day, the largest pineapple display in history. 19,650, shattering the record by over 2,000. We are having pineapple floats as we speak with some ice cream, a little bit of sauce, and it is really, really good. Plazzi, we wish you were here. You could put on some weight having some of this stuff. It's really good. All right, Chuck, you were at a Schnucks, was it last night?
Last night I was at a Schnucks, and we were at Buzz Westfall Plaza in Jennings. A lady walked up to me. She looked at all the people, Dr. Rick and myself. She said, "Are you Charlie Tuna?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Oh, my God, you're much younger than what I thought you were." She said, "Oh, my God, you look good." This lady must have thought I was in my 50s just last night. I'm not kidding. And she could see. Made me feel good.
How old do you think she was?
She was probably in her 50s. She
really?
Thought I was just the handsomest hunk there. She kept walking by looking at me. I was afraid to walk to my car.
The handsomest hunk. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's see. We have a interesting stretch here for the Cardinals, Chuck. They're at San Diego Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then they're at Seattle. They're off Monday. But this is a stretch. They have to start playing some baseball here. They are 40-39. They're three games out. And, you know, I think in the last 16, Jim, if I'm correct, they're 9-7. They haven't been that bad, but the fact that they've played really bad teams and they've come out of it just slightly over 500 is just not good enough.
The best thing could have happened to this team is they're leaving town right now. They got that West Coast trip.
You're right.
And this will help them out. But once again, the team takes on the personality of their manager. And this manager, and folks, we're not trying to trash Schulte. And he's trying to protect his players with some of the things he's talking about. But this is a good trip. Thank you so much. This is unbelievable.
Now the Brats have arrived
here.
Yes.
Very good.
Would you like a malt? Try that. All right.
Thank you.
But it was the best thing in the world for the Cardinals to leave for a while. Regroup. We're only three games out of first place, but we're only three games out of last place as well.
That's right. Cincinnati is 6.5. Cardinals are 3, and the Cubs are in first place. Thought it was kind of interesting last night. Jim, I know you have your baseball show coming up, but Craig Kimbrell gets his first save as a member of the Cubs.
A big thing right
there.
Wonder
if that's a harbinger.
Cubs fans were just ecstatic about having him come into his first game last night. He nailed things last night for them at the back end. He chose them. Mm-hmm. I was reading an article. He chose Chicago, much like Hayward chose the Cubs. And everybody's believing in them again. And guess what? When Bryant and Rizzo are playing well, they're really good.
Does it bother you that Miller has not come through
as
a stopper?
Here's the thing with Miller. I never really thought we would ever see the Miller we saw in the playoffs with the
Indians. Is that why you think we got him?
I think they got him because they need a lefty, and they thought he was the best available. But I don't think we'll ever see the Andrew Miller that was dominating in the playoffs. But he can be better.
Yeah, that's okay.
He can. You know, he's not going to be awful.
He's adequate.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly.
He can be fine. And, you know, I don't think the bullpen is going to be an issue. I mean, I think Carlos will probably get into that role and be okay. And we know how good Gant has been. Brebbia, I'm a little bit concerned about right now.
He's getting exposed a little
bit.
And
you know what? His velocity. You know, I was talking to Whitey Herzog the other day, and he mentioned how Brebbia's velocity was down. He said, if I would have been Mike Shield, I would have told Brebbia the other days, I'm not pitching you until we get to San Diego. I mean, give him like 3 days off.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you got to be concerned a little bit about overuse.
Guys like that, I mean, in reality, I mean, he was never counted on to be the back end guy. But middle relievers are dime a dozen from the right side, and you just find a guy and you ride him till he runs out, and then you go get the next one.
The one thing that Andy Van Slyke said on your show was Martinez. He said, I don't care if he doesn't play any defense. This guy should be hitting every game. And I think that's another guy they got to start looking at, Frank, on an every game basis.
Yeah.
He went through a stretch zone where he couldn't hit a lick.
Yeah, they got to play him.
Well, yeah. You remember his average was at what, 320 something? Mm-hmm. Now it's down below 300. So,
but I tell you what, if I'm trying to win baseball games, mm-hmm. I would make sure that Jose Martinez gets 3 at bats a night.
Right.
You got to take him out. Fine.
Compared to the other two guys, yeah. Are the options? Yeah, he's got to play.
Plus, he's played a little better defensively too lately, as the commish pointed out the other day.
He's never going to be a superstar, but if he's hitting 300 and he plays every day, it doesn't matter.
Frank, you're still high on Hudson, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's your guy.
He's.
Is there any untouchable guys on this team? No.
Well,
Paul DeYoung, maybe? Thank you.
Well, those are your best two players, probably.
Yeah.
DeYoung's probably your best every day. Well, or Ozuna. But the thing about Ozuna, you can't fully appreciate him because you know he's absolutely going to be gone at the end of this season. He's been there your best offensive player.
Weird, yeah.
How come they're not even talking? I know the agent doesn't want to sign him now because his value is going up. How come the Cardinals are not really talking to him about staying?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
It's sad, but I think the ship sailed already. I think they made up their mind.
Last season?
At the end of last season, or even when he showed up, quote, overweight, that, you know what, we're done with this guy.
There's something about him.
And it's unfortunate because he is putting up the only numbers. If Paul Goldschmidt put up the numbers that Ozuna was putting up right now, we'd be happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But because it's Ozuna – yeah, well, you know, he's gone at the end of the year.
We know we got Goldschmidt for 5. We know we have Ozuna for 3 months.
Right.
Yeah, but Goldschmidt for 5, man, I don't know. that may look bad in year 3.
I would bet on him rather than not, speaking of Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
Right.
But there is that danger of, uh-oh.
I feel much
30s.
Better about Paul Goldschmidt coming back and being great than I do about Matt Carpenter.
Well, Carpenter could be out of the league in a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
If he continues with the numbers he's putting up now, guys, there's no way you can keep him in the lineup, and there's no way any other team could keep him in the lineup playing third base. You have to get production out of third base,
mm-hmm.
and right now he doesn't do it.
Yeah. All right, we got to break one more time. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan, broadcasting live from